From NPR News, this is Day to Day. You know how you're supposed to wait a day before firing off an angry email? Well, maybe the owners of Yahoo and Microsoft should consider doing that. Today, Yahoo published a defiant open letter rejecting Microsoft's latest takeover offer, and Marketplace's Sam Eaton is here now. Sam, the two have engaged in a heated exchange. It's dragged on for more than a month now. Why can't Microsoft and Yahoo agree on a deal?
Well, Madeline, they can't seem to see eye to eye on price. That's the bottom line here. And that's causing the two companies' exchanges to become increasingly heated. In a letter today to Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, Yahoo's executives referred to him at one point by his first name, not exactly common protocol in high-stakes business deals. I spoke with technology analyst Rob Enderle, and he says it's reached the level of an emotionally charged home sale in today's tanking real estate market.
The buyer is saying, hey, you know, I'm paying you substantially more than what anybody else is willing to pay for the house. And the seller is offended because they're saying, well, you're giving me a lot less money than I think the house is worth. And both sides are upset. Typically in a home sale, what you'd have is the buyer would simply walk at this particular point.
Okay, Sam, so extending the metaphor, why doesn't Microsoft just walk away?
Well, it really wants the deal to go through, Madeline. The idea is that Microsoft would be better positioned to take on Google with the number two internet search company under its belt. But like a home buyer right now, Microsoft isn't willing to pay a boom time price in a sagging market and then get stuck with something worth a lot less than it paid. On Saturday, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer said in a letter to Yahoo executives that Yahoo's market value has declined with the sagging economy. And he also gave an ultimatum that if a deal isn't reached within 3 weeks, Microsoft would begin a hostile takeover at an even lower price.
And Yahoo is saying, well, you know, you're not looking so hot either. Your stock price is declining. Who's likely to budge?
Well, this is the big question, and an increasingly high-stakes one, Madeline. This deal is a lot different from a home sale in the sense that everyone has to live together in the same house once the deal is done. That means Microsoft may be willing to bump its offer slightly in order to avoid a hostile takeover and all the bad feelings that would go with that. But as long as Yahoo doesn't have any other offers on the table, it's not exactly in the best position to be demanding a higher price.
So what happens if it doesn't go through? There'll be a hostile takeover?
Well, Yahoo, if it doesn't go through and Microsoft walks, Yahoo would definitely be in a losing position. Some analysts predict its stock value would tank if the deal falls through without any other prospects for a quick infusion of cash. And the more personal this exchange becomes, the higher the chances are that it will fall apart. And Microsoft, of course, doesn't want that to happen. The risk is that in a sector where people are often more valuable than the brand, these bad feelings could spawn an exodus of creative talent before a deal is even finalized.
Sam, thank you. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.